because money makes the world go round. Taking Care of Business on Raz FM.
Now it's exactly 10 minutes, just after 5. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Taking Care of Business with myself, Karabo Mpolokeng. I'm in for Wandile Mazibuko this afternoon. Now, as I've alluded to earlier on, AI is transforming manufacturing operations and compelling local businesses to adapt or risk being left behind. Now, the AI in Operations report explores how businesses are navigating challenges such as the rising cost, your regulatory pressure, and the skills gap, with AI playing a pivotal role in improving not only profitability but productivity and operational resilience. Now, this afternoon, we're joined by Ngaban Diweni, who is the Consumer and Industrial Products and Services Industry Leader with PwC, for more on this report. Ngaba, good afternoon. Welcome to Taking Care of Business, my brother.
Good afternoon, Karava, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Pleasure to have you. Now, according to this AI in Operations report, how is artificial intelligence reshaping the manufacturing industry? And what factors did this report take into account?
So, Karabo, what we did is we did a survey of about 400 operations across well over, or just over 30 countries, not just in Africa, but Europe, Middle East, and as well. And really believe that AI is going to be compelling for manufacturers to consider in their operations. What we're glad to see is that when we look at the respondents, especially in the South African context, is about 81% of them expect that this can increase their operating profits. And I'll give you reasons why. But it is encouraging to see that it is something that they're considering quite aggressively, if I might add.
Yeah, and I mean, just staying within that South African context, I mean, from your rising costs to inflation to the growing skills gap, how is AI addressing these challenges?
I think it addresses the cost factor in many ways, right? So if you think about efficiency, as a manufacturer or as a head of operations, you've got to ask yourself, how can I produce my product quicker, better, faster? And that's where we start talking about robotics, consistency of operation, et cetera, and also being as efficient as you can. If I can, I'll probably point out probably one of the leading manufacturing industries is the automotive industry. So what have they done in terms of AI? They've introduced robotics. As you can imagine, you're moving large pieces of equipment in building a motor vehicle. So you got to consider, A, from a safe, human safety perspective, can I do that in a robotic fashion? And can the robot be able to produce a vehicle in the shape and form that it should be? Not only that, but can I do it in a manner in which I can actually detect faults better than the human eye? So what they've done is not only have they introduced robotics with AI to be able to put the right bump on the right car, they've actually said to the robots and introduced AI to say, but I can produce on the same production line a left-handed vehicle followed by a right-handed vehicle and perhaps three other left-handed vehicles if need be. Why? Because your supply chain is integrated with your AI technology to be able to produce the right shape of the vehicle for the left-hand drive, equally for the right-hand drive, in the right sequence. So your sequencing is accurate. Your ordering and supply chain is very predictive and has been also kind of more sophisticated in terms of bringing the right parts at the right time. But as well, they've got sensory indicators which can check for quality control. So some of the benefits are, A, you're producing exactly the spec of vehicle you want. B, you're producing it quicker, better, faster for your customers. And C, you're comfortable with the quality inspection because defaults and things like that obviously can impact your profits. But clearly there's also the human side to this. It cannot only be robotics. It's got to be an integrated solution that organizations have to build.
Sure. Well, I mean, you could have fooled me there that we actually do we need human beings. And I mean, of course, I mean, as companies now are increasingly relying on AI to drive these, you know, critical decisions and operations, And I mean, this is a concern for everybody who is in basically now all sectors, that how far are we then from the time where AI will completely replace humans as the workforce in sectors such as manufacturing in South Africa?
Yeah, it's a great question and one that comes up all the time. So the reality is we cannot do it without humans. And the reason why I say that is humans need to bring in the innovation. Humans need to instruct the robot what to do with precision information going into asking the robot what to do. And that's where the artificial intelligence, the repetitive nature, the data comes into play, because you need to have a data pool. And you've got to look at your systems, including your legacy systems. Do they have accurate and sufficient data so that the machine can pull that data to be able to produce those components? So in my view, there'll never be a place for robots without humans, but it also talks to the skills gap to say, what are we going to do as humans to invest in using technology to be able to enable us? Remember, if we do use it, okay, let me put it this way. If we don't use this technology, then we introduce the safety risk. You would have seen across many manufacturing companies that everyone talks about injuries and fatalities, et cetera, and we're moving in most manufacturing practices, very big parts and heavy equipment, and it's all prone to injuring human beings. But if we can make robots do that, and we kind of sit behind that and do all the providing information, control, and development and innovation, then A, we're going to produce a better consistent product, but you're also going to save human lives and fatalities and injuries as well. So I think the human element is still a key part. I don't see it going away.
Sure. Very reassuring. Thank you so much, Ngaba. And now, interestingly, you've touched on this a bit earlier on, that most of the South African businesses expect that AI will increase their operating profits by about the year 2030, but it's only about 15%. Of the respondents who have already adopted AI, who say they've seen a significant financial return from AI operations. I mean, why are we not then seeing a significant financial returns?
So, to be fair, the adoption of AI, including outside of manufacturing, or if you speak to anyone out there and say, well, how many times do you use a platform like ChatGPT or Copilot? It's very, very few. So clearly, we're in the dipping our toes factor into this AI world. However, what is encouraging and assuring is some that have gone ahead have seen these results and these benefits, which is the 15% we talk about. But also encouragingly, many want to, but they want to just start from a basic level. I think the idea should be imagination must be part of the initial recipe of how to get into AI, be the willingness to learn and find out what it takes, because standing still isn't going to help us. If you look at countries in the East, talk Thailand, China, Asia, and even in the West, if you want to look at the US and Europe, if they manufacture quicker, better, faster than us in the same product, in the South African and even African context, we will become largely irrelevant or perhaps left behind. So my recommendation is CEOs and executives and even people wider in the organization need to ask themselves the question, where can we incorporate this? What investment is it going to take? Are we willing to learn with it? And to be fair, how will this affect our employees and how can we skill them up?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And now maybe, you know, for businesses and operations who are listening and they're thinking, you know what, I do want to, adopt AI into my operations. What are still some of the biggest hurdles to AI adoption in the country? And then how do we address these?
Yeah, AI hurdle adoptions are there. I'll be honest with that. The first one is it's a big space. And it's not clear what AI might mean for each organization. So kind of opening your mind to say, okay, this thing is there, How am I going to incorporate it? So that's your first step of welcoming it rather than shying away from it. And then the second thing is ask, and this is going to be a holistic organizational thing to say, can we get there and move the organization along? Yes, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. But you have to stay in the long game. You can't just touch it once, and if it doesn't work, walk away. So understand that it's a long-term play, and therefore your strategic process and the strategy of your organization needs to incorporate it. The second thing is we're going to need to understand that it comes with costs. It's not cheap. Fortunately, instead of investing in all the technology by yourself, there are organizations or outfits out there that actually host the AI technology, so you don't have to go buy it. And then they use their technology in your organization to give you those insights, improvements, and ways of working and things that you might need. The third is clearly it's tough to scale up an entire workforce. And clearly, your entire workforce might not be able to ride this AI curve, but those that can and the ability to do so, maybe the thinking must be rather we go for it rather than not. It's easier not to go for it and say, well, my workforce won't be able to live with this. Let me rather stand still. But I think it's more valuable to say if we invest in it as a workforce, it will certainly be helpful.
Could not have said it better myself. Ngaba, thank you so much for this afternoon. I think it's been absolutely insightful.
Karabo, we keep learning, and thank you very much. And we'll keep trying to make AI a living reality for all of us.
Absolutely. And that is Ngaba Ndiweni. He's a consumer in industrial products and services industry leader for PwC Africa. And I mean, my takeaway points from this is that the future belongs to innovators, really the guys with the upper body strength, yeah? Because machines are going to do that.
It's nothing personal. It's just taking care of business on Raz FM.